عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue about Salah and the question about the quality of our Salah. One sister, she sent me a message and she said she has some difficulty with her phone, and for some days or maybe weeks she has no phone. And she said this weeks or this time, because she has no phone, she starts reading, and every time she reads and she goes to Salah, her Salah is different. She's right, 100% right. By this way, remember the first message I send you. I just want to add a couple of points. What you love, what you worry about, what you're thinking about it, the deep things in your heart, Shaitan will bring it and bubble it up in the time of Salah. And similar, if I'm involved with Dhikrullah, reciting Quran, reading Islamic book, especially the one increase the iman and a story about the companion, it puts you in the right state of mind. Or if you're reading about death or Yawm al-Qiyamah, all this, all it will help you to erase all the daily activity, lunatic, I call it lunatic, which it put us completely away from Akhirah. Like I remember one scholar, he ran away from everyone and he was very famous by his own worship. Some people went to meet him and he was praying. After he finished, the Quran went to ask him, your Salah is so beautiful. How you came to do this beautiful Salah? He said, actually, this is my first good Salah after 40 years of trying. By this way, it doesn't come overnight. It's not every moment you can have good Salah, especially with us today. This is why, when you look at the early people, they decided to save their Akhirah by sacrificing their dunya. One of the early Tabi'een, I forget his name, was Ibrahim ibn Adam or somebody else, or Tabi' Tabi'een. He used to work 1 day or 2 days or 3 days only a year, collect the money, buying butter, honey, and flour, mix it together, make 365 bowl, and make it dry and let it sit, and that's it. And when they ask him what you do, he said, I took care about my provision for a year. By this way, I do not need to think about nothing, and I be focused about worship. When you read about the early people, like Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahmatullahi alayhi, Al-Junid, Sufyan al-Thawri, all these early people, which is not a companion. This some of them tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in, or after that. When you look, all of them has one thing in common. They become the icon and the real, like, image of the worship of their own time. But you will find out they have no dunya. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever his love, he loved his dunya, he destroyed his akhirah. Whoever loved his akhirah, he destroyed his dunya. Choose what is staying of what is leaving. Dunya is leaving, akhirah is staying. By this way, the journey of salah, it comes from the state of the heart and set priority daily. Daily. Even if you involve in good deed, how many people involve in good deed but you do not remember Allah? You do not thank Allah, you do not make dua, you do not worship. And they think, I'm involved in good deed and that's it. No. Good deed has a pillar. A lot of zikr, a lot of dua, prayer. Even some of the early people, Yusuf first. I remember one day I was in a condition with somebody very ill in a hospital. And I meet this beautiful sheikh who people said he can help of curing. And I went to meet him and I asked him, can you come to help this man and make dua for him? He said, okay. And I said, I tell him his condition. I tell him, what is the secret of your dua? He said, I used to have a lot of money, a lot of money. I inherited a lot of money. And every time people ask me to make dua for somebody, I used to make a big chunk of money. I give it to poor people. And I fast for 3 days. I've been in a seclusion for 3 days with fasting and making a lot of charity. And I donated this for my dua. And I said, Allah, accept my dua for so and so sick person. And I find out it worked. But he tell me, the main thing is sacrifice of your money, seclusion, 3 day fasting, only remember Allah and Salah ala Nabi, and a lot of zikr, and completely do not see nobody at all. This was his recipe. I asked him why. He said, to have accepted dua, you have to reach of a level of acceptance first. And what I do, I try to help myself to reach the accepted dua. By this way, when the early people used to have some problem, what do you do? You do that. When Zakaria alayhi salam, Allah gave him the glad tithing, what he said? He said, go, don't talk to nobody, and ask people to praise me day and night. By this way, the early people know the formula, charity, sacrifice your money, seclusion, fasting, a lot of zikr, a lot of dua, to reach the level of tawajjuh, to reach the level of accepted dua. Similar, the early people who really worry about salah, what they did? They know is people will corrupt your privacy. They corrupt your heart, they corrupt your soul. By this way, you used to run away just to be pure to Allah. Today, even when somebody hear my talk, will find every 100 reason to fight me. For what? For dunya. But if we drop dead and we meet Allah, look at Quran. How many verses in Quran the human being said, oh Allah, let me go back, I will do better. Oh Allah, I wish I did not listen to so-and-so. Oh Allah, I wish I did not take so-and-so as my companion or friend. By this way, all our relationship, read it. Read it by yourself in Quran. Read it, husband, wife, kids, you name it. All of us will be an enemy, except the one united us to Allah. By this way, check your heart. Check what you're busy about it. You tell me you're busy day and night, and you won't have a good salah. You won't communicate with Allah. You want to have zikrullah in your tongue for a few minutes, and that's it. And you want just go to the kingdom of Allah, and you will be in the presence of Allah. We crazy. Honest to Allah, we crazy. We crazy, we are a liar, we are a hypocrite. We're playing games with our akhirah. And even to tell you, which I said it before, today we see death and we forget it. We see sick and we do not gain wisdom from it. We read Quran and Quran do not generate khushu' to us. It's a musibah. It's a musibah. Why? The heart is so polluted. So polluted. By this way, your eye is dirty. Your ear is dirty. Your tongue is dirty. Your heart is dirty, and you just want to make wudu and make salah, and mashallah, you'll be in the front of Allah. How? Imagine you work in a company, you have a meeting with the manager. You don't do your job. You don't do what he like. You don't do anything of everything he like at all. And you do not take any warning of all what advice he give you. And now you go for a meeting for asking for a vacation and many things. How he meet you when your file is blank or almost empty? and all what against you in the file is much harder than what for you. You think this meeting will be a very successful meeting? And what is Salah? Is a meeting. Is a meeting. And again, I'm a criminal like you. It takes a lot to gain 1 minute of Salah. And this tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to our bond with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope my word will benefit me first, benefit you, because once we died, we finished. We have no chance. And the musibah today, we bury our mother, we bury our father, we bury our relative, we see death all over. But we become so blind and heedlessness. You see, to the point, we become almost like a kafir. The person is dead. We do not do rahmah. We do not think where the person died, what the person was doing. If he died in a state of iman and a pleasure of Allah, or he died in a state of disobedience, all this is a part of what called journey of iman. This is why the early people used to run away except the companion of those who unite them to Allah and be for Allah. What about dunya? Dunya for them was not too complicated like us. We do not have all this complication and overhead because we do not need it. We do not need it. You think you need everything you have in your house? No, you don't need it. By this way, they have the minimum because they know it's very important. Read the story of Salman al-Farisi. Read the story of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Read the story of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And remember, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim al-Ummah, the most wise man in the Ummah. Can you have wisdom more than him? And when he went to Syria and Lebanon area, almost 34, 5 years after Rasulullah died or less, when the companion started going there, and he saw some people painting the house from outside. And they start having second floor. That's it. What he said. He looked at the houses and he said, دَمَّرْتُمْ قُبُورَكُمْ وَزَيَّنْتُمْ بِيُوتَكُمْ. You destroy your grave and you decorate your houses. He's the most wise man of the ummah. Imagine if he enter my house or your house. What do you think? Can I take him for a tour? Can I show him what I have? If he will be happy? If he will stay over? If he will be persuaded with the comfort? What he will tell us? May Allah save us from the negligent and heedlessness of dunya. May Allah save us from the evil of our nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a supporter of each other for akhirah, not the destroyer of each other and the enemy of each other, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.